You are Locked On Mets, your daily New York Mets podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello to all you amazing Mets fans. You're listening to Locked On Mets, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. To get this show every day, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. You can also tell your smart device to play Podcast Locked On Mets. On today's show, I'm going to talk about Steven Matz and his struggles this season. I'll get into the numbers in the first half of the podcast. I also want to compare him to a former left-handed Mets starter. And then later on the second half of the show, I will forecast what Steven Matz' role will be with the Mets next season, whether it's coming out of the rotation, coming out of the bullpen, or being off the team altogether. I'll get into that and more in just a minute. But first, I'm your host, Ryan Finkelstein. If you want to find any of my work, follow me on Twitter, at FinkelsteinRyan. You can also find some of my writing about the Mets at MetsMorizedOnline.com. Today's podcast is brought to you by Postmates, your personal delivery service for food, grocery delivery, whatever kind of delivery you need all year round. They're the largest on-demand network in the U.S. and offer delivery from all the restaurants, grocery and convenience stores, and traditional retailers you could possibly want or need. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, Postmates will bring you what you need within the hour. No more trips to the store. Postmates will deliver anything to you. Download the app for iOS or Android for free, and then begin to browse local restaurants and businesses and track your delivery in real time. For a limited time, Postmates is giving our listeners $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days. Start your free deliveries, download the app, and use the code LOCKEDON. That's code LOCKEDON for $100 free delivery credit with no minimum purchase for your first 7 days when you download the Postmates app. Anything you need, anytime you need it, Postmate it. All right, so if you go to StatCast and look at Steven Matz and his numbers this season, he was in the bottom 6th percentile in all of the advanced metrics. Exit velo, hard hit percentage, expected weighted on base average, expected ERA, expected batting average, expected slugging percentage, barrel percentage. Basically, he was batting practice this season. I hate to say it. I think Steven Matz is a very talented pitcher. I have believed in him many times throughout his career where I thought this would be the time where it would all turn around. And quite frankly, it just has not worked out for him. And this season is the worst example. His numbers, he knows it, are not very good at all. 0-5 record, not that we care about records anymore, but when you're 0-5, that's indicative of something. A 9.68 ERA, 7.76 FIP. He gave up 14 home runs in 30 2/3 innings pitched. That is a home run per 9 rate of 4.1. If you're going to give up 4 home runs per start, I got a feeling it does not work out well for you. His whip, which of course is walk hits over innings pitched, was 1.7. So that is basically two base runners an inning he has to work around. All these numbers tell you that this just cannot work for Steven moving forward. He has to figure something out. When I looked at his pitches, I mean, the only thing you could notice is there was no bite to his sinker this year. And as a sinker ball pitcher, obviously everything is predicated off that pitch. So if he can't figure that out and get at least some movement on it, you might as well just be throwing four-seam fastballs that are straight, because that thing's not breaking. You're not getting ground balls, and instead you're getting crushed. He gave up home runs on his sinker, his curveball, his changeup. Nothing really worked. I mean, there was a lot of vertical movement on his changeup, but they were still hitting it out of the ballpark. Altogether, though, this is just a year to throw out for Steven. I'd like Jeremy Hefner to go back in the videos and see if he was tipping pitches, because it almost appears like that could be a potential solution for what happened here. Maybe there was something where he was either tipping or telegraphing what was coming, and hitters were capitalizing. I really don't know, but it just doesn't happen every day. You give up home runs like that, and overall, just completely ineffective. And it's so shocking because you go back to his first start of the season, and if you want to laugh at me, find that podcast in the archives. The second game of the year, he's the number two starter for the Mets, goes out against a really good Braves team and allows just one run on a homer. And okay, Steven Matz, six innings, one run allowed, good lineup, first start of the year. Can he be that guy behind DeGrom that can really help anchor this rotation when I had concerns about Porcello and Waka that were eventually realized? Ultimately, it just didn't work. From there, second start, gives up three against the Red Sox, two home runs. At the time, you're thinking, okay, gave up a couple long balls, no big deal. Then over his next three starts, Steven Matz gave up 19 runs, was pulled from the rotation, had a good relief outing where he only pitched an inning, but got hurt. Ends up making another start at the end of September when the Mets could really use him, gives up six runs, and ends the season giving up three over three innings. It's just a really bad year for Steven Matz. And again, I don't know if it's because the sinker wasn't biting. I don't know if he was tipping pitches. I don't know what it was. But this has been an issue for Steven Matz. And I tweeted out the StatCast for all of his advanced metrics. Somebody commented that he's basically Jonathan Nease, right? Like, let's stop expecting more out of Steven Matz. He is a left-handed starter that's kind of combustible, can give up some home runs and hurt you. Well, made me think. I went back and I dug through the numbers because John Nease was a pretty good starter for the Mets. Career 3.99 ERA, had one season with a 3.40 ERA. Overall, he was sub 4.5 pretty much every year, gave you 25 to 30 starts. A lot of times we expect the moon, the sun, the stars from your starting pitcher. Go out, throw a 2.80 ERA, give me 34 starts, strike out 200. That's fine and well if you're Jacob DeGrom, but for a lot of guys, it's a struggle, and you're not going to be great every time out. But here's my tab on what makes a good starting pitcher. Can you give me a chance to win two out of three times? There's going to be the laugher every once in a while, but can you give me a quality start two out of three times and give your team a chance? John Nease did that for the Mets. Crossed his 179 career starts, he had 108 quality starts. That is a really good number. Steven Matz has made 107 starts with the Mets. 48 have been quality starts. Now, part of that is the fact that Steven Matz doesn't go deep into games. So a quality start, you got to get six innings. If you expand that out, there is plenty of starts where Steven has gone five scoreless. But with a bad bullpen, sometimes that's not enough. Jonathan Nease gave your team some length. He would go deep into games, and he would generally keep the other team from scoring more than three runs, and that's almost all you can ask for a back-end starter. I think Jonathan kind of gets into a mix here where people remember him failing because he was at times an ace on a bad team with a bad rotation. I think he had to start an opening day at some point, but he was usually considered to be one of your top three starting pitchers, where he was really a very good number four or five starter for the Mets. So I just wanted to give Jonathan Nease a shout out because it's hard to put together 6 years in a rotation where you are very good. And I think if you look back and you really dig into it, Jonathan Nease did his job for 6 years. You got to give him credit. And I think the difference with Steven Matz is you've seen at times him flash the ace potential. And I'll talk about the splits again from 2019, where he was outstanding at home. But overall, even when he's had those moments, even with his amazing rookie season where he only made six starts but was outstanding, he's had these valleys where he just really struggles, and it's getting to the point where that is the narrative of his career. I want to talk about that and what his role can be in 2021 in just a minute. One reason to repair and maintain your cars is to save money that you can then use for other important things like your mortgage or food. So why would you choose to spend 30%, 50%, maybe even 100% more for the exact same auto parts at a chain store or a new car dealership? RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts to customers online for 20 years. They have everything you can want, from engine control modules to brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or your daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Right, Locked On in there, how'd you hear about us, box? So they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. Going back to his MLB debut in 2015, Steven Matz was expected to be part of this vaunted starting rotation with Jacob deGrom, Matt Harvey, Noah Syndergaard, Zach Wheeler. In that first year, he goes 4-0 in his six starts, has a 2.27 ERA, holds up his end of the bargain, had a pretty decent postseason run. Then in 2016, he makes 22 starts, deals with injuries, but pitches to a 3.40 ERA. Everyone thinks, look, if he can figure out how to pitch every fifth day, this is going to be a starting pitcher you can count on. 2017, again, injuries really plague him. He had a 6.08 ERA, made just 13 starts, gave up 12 home runs in 66 and two-thirds innings pitched. 2018, actually makes 30 starts, has a 3.97 ERA. Then 2019, has a 4.21 ERA, but again, pitches in 32 games, makes 30 starts. So at least he was getting some consistency. And while there was still some definite fluctuation in his numbers, we saw really good Steven Matz half the time. In 2019, at home, he made 15 starts, pitched in 17 games, and had a 2.31 ERA. He was outstanding. 92 strikeouts and 89 two-thirds innings pitched. Strikeout to walk rate, 3.29. The whip was good at 1.15. Strikeout per nine of 9.2. I mean, he checked all the boxes at home. On the road, for whatever reason, and there was a couple terrible Bambox Phillies games that were part of the problem, but he had a 6.62 ERA in 15 starts. Didn't quite make sense. His whip on the road was 1.59. The strikeouts were down. The walks were up. All of it. The home runs, even more glaring, 19 home runs in 70 and two-thirds innings pitched on the road, and only 8 at home in those nearly 90 innings pitched. Still, though, I thought, look at those home numbers. If he can be close to that everywhere, maybe he can be a 3.5 ERA starting pitcher. Slots in as your 3 or your 4 when your rotation is filled out. That's pretty damn good. And then this year happens. So what do the Mets do moving forward? He was supposed to make $5 million this year before COVID and the prorated pay for the season. But that's going to basically be his benchmark going into his last year of arbitration. He's going to get at least $5 million. I don't know. Sometimes just every year you get a raise. Performance-wise, I don't know how that works out for Steven after this year. But ultimately, he's going to make at least $5 million in 2021. If this was a Wilpon-led team, I think he would be a candidate for non-tender, because that was sort of how they operated. They were very quick to cut bait with players like Travis d'Arnaud, Justin Turner, Wilmer Flores, when their homegrown guys didn't quite live up to the expectations they had of them, and especially when they're about to start to make money in arbitration, okay, it's time to cut bait. I guess d'Arnaud was just a terrible situation where they tendered him and cut him after a month, but overall, I think that Steven might be heading out into free agency if this was still a Wilpon-run team. Since Steve Cohen is coming in, I think he is more likely to tender him a contract and wait and see what happens with Steven Matz. This is still a pitcher who has shown his potential in the past, and it's not quite time to give up on him, especially when your system has been gutted of pitching prospects. And we'll talk about that at some point over the coming weeks. If you told me coming into this year that Steven Matz would perform in a way that his starting spot would not be guaranteed in 2021, I would have thought you're lying. There's no way. Especially when Marcus Stroman is a free agent. Noah Syndergaard, Tommy John surgery, probably won't be back until June at best. Jacob DeGrom, the only contract on the books, really. Luckily, David Peterson established himself, and you have two starting pitchers. But the Mets got to fill out a rotation, and what we learned in even a shortened season, you better be looking past just five starters. You need to have seven or eight guys capable of making starts throughout a season, with someone like Seth Lugo being the perfect candidate to play that swing role and maybe start the year in the bullpen and fill in with an injury, or vice versa, start as a starter and when Syndergaard comes back, be replaced. They're going to have to build that out. And you just can't give up on Steven Matz when you need to have options. But if he's going to be the pitcher he was this year, that's going to be a problem no matter what role or team he's pitching for. The question is, can Steven Matz rediscover it? Or is he at a point in his career where he needs to make the transition and become a relief pitcher? The problem with Matz is that the home runs are going to hurt you out of the bullpen or the rotation. He's got to figure that out. Can his stuff play up in the bullpen? You certainly think it's a possibility. He was actually throwing pretty hard this year at 94.5 miles per hour on that sinker. If he's coming out of the bullpen with 96 and he finds a way to turn that into a wipeout curveball, maybe there's some options there where he can, you know, become a strikeout guy in your bullpen. And who knows? That could be the way that he ends up elongating and resurrecting his career. But as of now, I think he's going to go into spring training being one of probably three or four guys that's going to be competing for a fifth starter's job. I think Matz is in that conversation. I think Lugo is likely in that conversation. If the Mets simply add two starters, whether it's probably a top-end guy like a Stroman coming back, and then maybe someone that isn't necessarily Rick Porcello or Michael Wacha, but is in that family of, you know, long-time starting pitchers who are on the market, I think that might be where we're looking at Steven Matz as that fifth starter who you hope can live up to his best moments and end up getting back towards being a three or a four in a rotation. But going into camp, he's going to have to win his job. Otherwise, he's going to be experimenting in the bullpen. And if that doesn't work when he's on his last year of his contract or last year of team control, he's going to be a guy that all eyes are going to be on next season to potentially be DFA'd if he's not pitching well. That's just the reality of the situation. Hopefully, Steven Matz can turn around. I really like him as a guy, as a competitor. I think he has it in there, but something has gone on that he just has not been able to put it together. And at a certain point, you just have to cut bait with it if it's not working. So we'll see what happens with Steven Matz moving forward, and we'll see how the Mets continue to address their needs, particularly their starting pitching. On tomorrow's show, going to evaluate Michael Conforto's season and whether he should get that contract extension sooner rather than later. As always, thank you for listening. Remember to subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcasts. You can also always tell your smart device to play Podcast Locked on Mets.